Bill, those first two drives, you guys were able to move the ball up-tempo. Osweiler got going. It seemed like some of the best offense we've seen all season. What worked so well those first two drives for you guys?
I think we were in a pretty good tempo, Brian, you know, and the key is to try to do a better job going from this point forward of sustaining that throughout the game. I thought we had, whether a bad play call by me or a penalty that started a drive or, you know, something the key to those drives is starting off on a good note. 6-yard gain gets you into a pretty good tempo. So I thought the opening, I thought our players were really focused and got into a good rhythm, good tempo.
Bill, the input of Will Fuller today, just all over the field, what he
was
doing.
Yeah, he's a good player, Matt. He's a great kid. He studies hard. He wants to do well. He doesn't have a big head. He's just a good kid. You know, he works very hard, and he's been led very well by Hop. Hop does a great job mentoring him, and he had a good day for us today.
Can you believe that Hop got his first catch in the fourth quarter and your offense was still operating the way it was operating?
Yeah, I think they did some things to, you know, obviously to take Hop away, and credit to them. And we've got to do a better job of, you know, getting Hop the ball. That's me. I'm sure Hop's not real. I'm sure he's thrilled with the win, but maybe not real happy with only having that catch in the fourth quarter. So, we'll work on that and keep trying to get him the ball, but you know, a win is good for this team. To finish the first quarter of the season at 3-1 is a good thing.
Within those first two drives, too, Osweiler was moving the ball, hitting different guys. You know, connected with Jalen, the tight ends, which we really haven't seen that much this season. But then he had the two picks as well. How did you, I know you want to watch the tape, but how would you evaluate him in this game and I think thus far through a quarter of the season?
Yeah, no, I think he's played pretty well. Obviously, we can all coach better and play better. No doubt about that, Brian. I think that maybe a couple. I have to really watch those interceptions. One of them was batted in the air. The other one, he was, you know, trying to make a play to Hopkins, I think. So, which is not a bad thing. You know, maybe it's the timing of the game when you try to do that. Maybe you got to look at that, but I think the guy's playing well. I really enjoy coaching this guy. He's very bright. He works very hard. I mean, you know, going over the call sheet with him and things like that, he doesn't even need a call sheet to look at. He's got it all in his mind, how it's going to play out. And I thought he made a big scramble at the end of the game there. Even though we didn't sustain that drive, I thought overall, with the exception of the turnovers, I thought the guy played a good football game today.
Bill, did you think about challenging that Jalen Strong along the sideline that was going to be 4th-and-1?
Yeah, Mike, I screwed that up. That's my fault. I should have challenged that. I rushed to the line of scrimmage because that was my plan to do that, to try to run the play that we ran, and it didn't work out. So that's my fault, my mistake. I should have challenged that play.
Osweiler being under center, did you feel that helped the running game? Lamar looked like he was running a lot better today.
I think having you know, the personnel with the tight ends, and I thought Kendall Lamb did a good job today. With the quarterback under center and the back at home, I think if you can sustain your play-action game and run the football, it's probably a pretty good way to play this team. That may change from week to week, but that was what we thought was good against this team. This team, Coach LeBeau did a great job of adjusting and started sending a bunch of zone blitzes, and we had trouble picking that up with our play-action. So he really adjusted well. And after we started off pretty well, we didn't do as much after that, and give him a lot of credit on that.
What happened on the sequence where you guys called the timeout and then the delay of game happened?
At the end of the half?
The end of the half, yeah.
Yeah, here's what happened. It was a close play, and I was told that they were going to measure it. So the guy that I went to call a timeout did not call the timeout. They said this will be an official's timeout, so we'll measure it. And then they said that I was charged with a timeout. So I don't know what to tell you on that. I guess I'll get blamed for that, but that's exactly what happened.
I know you don't want to get fined, but also there was the block punt where the refs just blew the whistle instead of throwing the flag out on the field.
I don't know, Paul. I don't really know. I think that I don't know. Sorry. I'd love to give you a better answer than I don't know, but.
This will be another fun one, but to follow up, you guys had the 4th-and-1.
Yeah.
Where Osweiler, he got him to the line.
Yeah.
Obviously, he was trying to kind of rush it, and then you run Prosh up the middle
yeah.
there.
Yeah, my mistake.
Do you need to call a timeout there to
yeah.
set yourself?
No, either challenge the play, Brian, either challenge that play, because I thought we had a first down. So I had a first down call in my mind, and then when I was told they didn't give us a first down, that it was 4th-and-1, I still wanted to go for it. I should have either called a timeout or challenged the spot. So that's all on me. That has nothing to do with the players. That's my fault, and I need to fix that mistake.
And then you, as you mentioned, you guys are 3-1, two-game lead in the AFC South right now. Obviously, it's been a little up and down, but, I mean, there's obviously a positive there at the same time to where you guys are ahead of your division, and you have one of the best winning records in the NFL right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's a long season, Brian. You know, I think that, like I've always said to you guys, I my wife's mad at me this week because I haven't been very nice, I guess, standing up here. It's not, you know, it's not anything. It's just my personality. That's just the way, I don't know. I feel like I'm very nice, very welcoming, but she doesn't. So I got to change that. But, you know, look, I think at the end of the day it's a long season. I'm not saying that every game is going to be a bed of roses. Every game's a battle, a dogfight. You know, the New England game, they did a great job. We didn't. And this group of guys, though, they really that sit in this room every day, they really regroup. There's great leadership in here. They're resilient. I'm not a genie. I don't know which way the season's going to go, but we're going to really come in here and work hard. We got a really tough opponent in Minnesota, very tough opponent with a great head coach in Mike Zimmer. So every game's going to be tough, and we're going to try to do the best we can.
Seems like there are some real steps forward on special teams between, you know, Novak making the long field goal,
yeah,
the block punt that got called back, the touchdown by Fuller. On the return by Fuller, is that something that you guys plan on doing more? Is that something that you guys have been working on since the offseason?
Yeah, I think we got one of the things that you have to take into account is when those guys are back there, they do take some shots.
Right.
You know, and so you have to be aware that this is one of your better offensive players, and how much do you want to do that? But obviously he's a dynamic punt returner, and we've seen that since the day he showed up here in OTAs. So we'll have to kind of look at that based on the game plan every week. But that was a big, you know, obviously the game-winning play, that gave us a real shot in the arm.